Morning, Boker Tov. Today's daf is Gittin Daf Tes Vav. Gittin Daf Tes Vav. Mitzvah, we'll finish the first parak and begin the second parak. We left off Yud Dalet Amud Beis. We get roughly midway through the page Yud Dalet Beis. We're on the topic of whether we say Heimlich is Kisvi. If Reuven wants to send back something that a Pekadin or a Milva that he owes to Shimon, and he sends it with the Shliach and he says Heimlich, we had a discussion, Machlekes, whether or not we say giving it to the Rav Shmuel, giving it to the Shliach is like saying Kisvi B'Zeichet, and therefore the sender cannot retract, he can't even try to take it back and delay his paying back. Or he could retract. That's the discussion. Both Rav Shmuel agreed that the sender remains responsible for the item until it gets back to the owner's possession. But the shaila is if it could retract or not, and we said that's totally in Chayla Kasli. The Gemara brought other stories that seem to relate to Heil Chesli. Actually, before we go further, so again, we left off the middle of the page, there's going to be a braisa that has five shitas. I forget if we started already or not, but I believe we stopped at Lema, Heil Chesli Tanai. Let us say Heil Chesli Tanai, it's the first words of the line, around 55-60% of the way down the page, Lema Heil Chesli Tanai. Before we go there, we had said yesterday, we had left off with a story that Rabbi Distaber Abyanai and Rabbi Yisi Ben Keeper were sent, they were traveling to Nadai, and they were sent as messengers by Rabbi Achi Ben Yosef to get back his silver kli. And when they're trying to retrieve the silver kli, the people who had it, the Pekadin, said, once they gave the kli, they said, are you going to take responsibility? You're going to make a kinyan and be responsible in case something happens to it. And they refused to take responsibility. So the people who were sending back the silver kli said, give it back to us. We want to take it back. Arab Dostoy acquiesced. He said, it's okay, you can take it back. Whereas Rabbi Yisrael Ben Keeper, he was fighting to keep it. Even though they were bothering him and chaffing him, he was fighting to keep it. And not only did Rabbi Dostoy not defend Rabbi Yisrael Ben Keeper, he actually, when they asked him, is it okay what we're doing, he encouraged them, yes, you can chaffer him until he gives it back. So when they came back to Rabbi Achi Ben Yosef, so Rabbi Yisrael Ben Keeper complained about Rabbi Dostoy Ben Yana's actions. So what he said was, he said the people there are very strong, they're very powerful. Ultimately, it was clear from the Gemara, they were connected with the government, they had the ability to harm them, and therefore, Rabbi Achi Ben Yosef says that Rabbi Dostoy did act okay. It was not improper. His idea of giving back the kli in order to protect themselves was not improper. So 2 points on that Gemara. First of all, more of a technical point, Rabbi Dostoy says, you know, who would replace me as Yanai's son if they would have killed me? That was his lush. Who replaced me as Yanai's son if they would have killed me? There's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch in Simen Kuf Chaf Hey. Sorry, in Simen Reish Bem. In Simen Reish Bem about a son, a Rebbe, and a Talmud relationship. A Talmud cannot call a Rebbe by his first name. A Talmud cannot call a Rebbe by his first name. He has to refer to him in a respectful manner. He can't say his first name. Now the Rama brings that if the Talmud adds the term Mayri V'Rabbi, so let's say Rabbi's name was Maisha. Mayri V'Rabbi Maisha, then it's okay. Even though he's saying Maisha, because he's saying Mayri V'Rabbi, then it's okay. And the Gaon says the same halacha would apply by a father. By a father also, one cannot say his father's name, but if he adds in a title to give a cheshivas, then it would be okay. The same halacha say by Rabbi, say by a father. Says the Gaon, what's a raya to this idea? A raya is our Gemara on Yud Dalet over here in Gittin. Why? Because Rabbi Dostoy says, what did he say? Me nasan liyanai abba bar maisi. Who's going to give bar kamaisi? Who's going to give Yanai father? Who's going to give Yanai my father a son like me? So we see that when you're saying the word abba together with the name of the father, then it's okay. The shach just points out that that's only not in the presence of the father or the presence of the Rebbe. And not in their presence, and you're giving a title, then it's okay. But in the presence of the Rebbe himself, in the presence of the Father himself, even with a title, l'chayr wouldn't be okay. Okay, that's point number one. Point number two is the Mefarshim are very bothered, the Shach and the Taz, the Chesh Mishpat, Simon Kuf, in Chesh Mishpat, Simon Kuf Chaf Hei, are bothered. It says over there that one's not allowed to save himself with the money of his friend. He can't use his friend's money, just steal his friend's money, even in an effort to save himself. Yet in our sugya, Rabbi Dostoy clearly was saying it's okay, Rabbi Dostoy Ariana was saying it's okay to give back the silver kli that belonged to Rabbi Achi Ben Yosef in order to save them from the chaperai, from the danger of the people who are Shem Pekadon, in order to save themselves from being harmed. They gave back someone else's item. Why is it not a steer to halacha in Chesh Mishpat Kuchafei? Answers the Shach and the Taz. There's a fundamental difference between someone who's being harassed, chased, damaged, and he proactively goes and uses Yanim's money to save himself, whereas in this case, The whole danger was because of Yenna's money. The only reason they're in danger in the first place, why are they in danger? Because they were trying to get back this plea for Vacha Bar Mishia. So if this plea was making them in danger, then over there, certainly, you're allowed to give it back to the perpetrators. You're allowed to give it to them and not suffer harm. But to go use someone's item without permission to save oneself, that could be different. When I mentioned this to Rabbi yesterday, this concept from the Shachar Taz, so he said, with mice and lumdus, what's the difference? At the end of the day, you can't use Yenem's thing to save yourself. Who cares that the danger came about through this or not? He wanted to suggest that maybe the Hezbra is that when the Mishaleach, when Rabbi Achi Bereshia said to them, you guys, you tell me to come, you're going to their day, please bring back my silver plea. When he gave the instructions, those instructions have built in, of course, not if it's to your danger. If it's going to be to your danger, then don't do it. So it's not the pshat that there's a, you know, if the plea I'm trying to, if the plea itself or the money itself that is causing me danger, I can use it to save myself. It's not just a blanket rule without a svara. The svara is that the person who instructed them to get this money understands, it's like goes without say, doesn't want them to be in danger via getting the money, and therefore he's allowing them for them to give it back. That would be the lumdus over there in that case. Okay, but back to Gemara that we're up to. Again, first was in the line, a little past the midway point of the page. Neima Hilchasi Tanai. Let us say our discussion of Hilchasi, when you send someone with something to pay someone back or to give someone back his begadon, is that considered kischi, like you're telling the shliach to acquire it on behalf of the recipient or not? Let us say it's mechalek tanai. Tanya, we have about five sheets, maybe six. Depends how you read the brisa. Five or six sheets in this brisa. The Tanya. If someone says, take this mana to so-and-so, and then the shliach went and he tried to find the so-and-so, the recipient, but the recipient wasn't to be found, namely, he was dead. So what do you do with the money now? Tanakama says, very simply, money goes back to the sender. What if the sender is also dead? You give the money back to the Mishaleach, the sender's children. It goes back to the original sender, to him or to his children. That's the Shita number one. The Yesharim, some say, I mean, Tanakam is really Shita number one, but Tanakam didn't weigh in on the case where the sender, the Mishaleach, also died. So if the Mishaleach also died, then it goes back to the sender's Yershim. The Yesharim, some say, the Yershim is Shashachalai. No, it goes to the Yershim of the recipient, not to the sender's Yershim, it goes to the Yershim of the recipient. Rabbi Danasi, Amr, Mishim, Rabbi Yaakov, Mishim, Mishim, Meir, Mitzvah, Kind of Remains, which seems to be a little bit left field. Not left field, but like, where does that fall in? The Gemara will explain where that falls in. Mitzvah, Kind of Remains. Next, they say it's not clear what the halacha is, whether or not it goes to the mishaleach or the recipient or to the yershim, not clear. And therefore, yachleiku, you split it. The kan amru and Avir Bavel, they said, whatever she wants to do, he should do. And lastly, this is not another sheet. This is just a story to back up. Amar Rav Shimon Anasi, I was a shliach in such an incident where I was given something to bring to someone. The recipient was found to be dead, and then I went back to the shliach who was dead as well. And what happened? And the psak the chum gave me was Yachsu Yerushim Shliach. It goes back to the sender's Yerushim. Okay, so we have this. We'll call it five or six way machlekes. Said the Gemara, isn't the basis of machlekes our sugya? And the Gemara explains. Tanakama Savar Hail Hafasi. Tanakama says when the Mishleach sends something and the recipient's dead, it goes back to the Mishleach because Hail was not Kasri. If Hail was Kasri, then the second the Shliach took the item on behalf of the recipient, he's kainit, and it wouldn't go back to the Mishleach, it would just go to the recipient's Yershim. The fact that it goes back to the Mishleach is because Hail is not Kasri. Rav Nassan, Rav Yaakov, and then the Tanakama didn't weigh in on the case when the Mishleach himself also dies. Rav Nassim and Yaakov waiting on the case, and they're just adding to the Tanakama. Rav Nassim and Yaakov Nami, Helchafasi, they also subscribe to Vinya Helchazakasi, and therefore it goes back to the recipient, to the giver's Yershim. And what they also are saying, that even though the sender dies, we don't say because he gave it Siva before he died, you have to follow Siva, Mitzkan de Reis. He doesn't subscribe to the idea of Mitzkan de Reis, and therefore it remains by the sender or by the sender's Yershim. It goes back to them. The Yesharim that stick in and say it goes to the Yershim of the recipient, they hold Hailchiskasi. Therefore, the fellow was Kainit, and then when he dies, it goes to his Yershim. Rabbi Yudanasi, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Mishra Meir, they introduced the idea of Mitzvah Kaid Dermes. What was Rabbi Yudanasi saying? He holds Hailch is Lafkasli. Hailch is Lafkasli, and therefore it should go back to the sender as long as the sender is still alive. However, if the sender himself dies, the Lach is there's a mitzvah to fulfill the words of the mace. So if the sender said, give to so and so, and then he died, now there's more of a chiyuv to give to so and so, because al mitzvah kaid Dermes, you have to give it to that party or to that party's Yershim. I mean, it's kind of base. You know why? Misafik with the misafik. What are the misafik in? The first explain the misafik in both dinim. The misafik where the herlich is kisri or not, and the misafik where they say mitzvah kind of base. And if we just split it, the karamru and here in Bavel, they don't like the idea of just splitting it. Rather, they say shuda adiv. They say that whatever the shliach wants to do, we should do. The logic behind that is really the shliach is going to be the deciding factor. We're hoping the shliach gets it right, and whatever the shliach decides is more. As more rights to this item or this money, it's because of this money, that's who we give it to, because they don't like that Aviyah bubble, they don't subscribe to the idea of Yechalikim. Yechalikim is a mile and a chasarin. When you split it, you know you're getting half the money right, but you also know you're getting half the money wrong when you split it. Where Shudaini, there's potential to get the whole matter correct. Potentially. Okay. And the Maisa, Shimon Anasi, Maisa Slashminan, he just came, there's not a question, there's a statement, he just came to add a story to give flavor. But the point is, we're saying the crux of the machlaikis between all the original shitas were whether we say Hilich Kisrisi or Hilich Nakasli. So our sugya, our discussion, is a machlaikis Tanai. The Mara deflects and says, no. Loi, I'll tell you as follows. From these six shitas, the reason why I'm beginning, why I keep fascinating when it's five or six, because the Tanakama only weighed in Legabe, the Mishaleach, sending something, and the recipient being deceased. By the time the Mishalech reaches there, it goes back to the Mishalech. Tanakama didn't weigh in on the case where the Mishalech himself also dies. Only the other five Shitas weigh in on the case where the sender also died. Okay. But says the Gemara, so it's really, it is six opinions, but five of them arguing about a case where the Mishalech dies. Says the Gemara, like, I'll tell you, Arba Chalikis has nothing to do with Hailech Kisri. Rather, Bibari Deklamalei Pligi, by a case where the sender was healthy, everyone agrees, no Machalikis, that Hailech is not Kisri. And therefore, everyone would agree, it goes back to the sender, or the sender's Yerushim. How come I ask you, what's the case over here? B'shchimra. We're talking about Shchimra, where we know, there's a concept at least, that Shchimra, his words, his declaration, as if it's written in a shtar, and there was a kinyan done. Well, that's kufa going to be the machlekes. Whether we say Shchimra is considered like a kinyan or not. Let's see. We'll put the Belazar Rabbanan, we'll say machlekes for Belazar Rabbanan. What's the machlekes that we learned in the Mishnah? This is a Mishnah in Bav Basra, that's kuf nun vav, towards the end of Basra. One who's being mechalik is a chasam pe'ah, meaning he's not just dying, and he's allowing for the regular Yerusha process to take place. He wants to divide up his estate based on his own instruction. Okay, so the halachas as follows. He's giving declaration how to divide up his estate. Verbal declaration. Whether the guy's healthy when he's making the declaration, or even if he's mesukin, he's really very sick. Any nechasim that have achrayas, like houses, land, real estate, you still need to make a kinyan kesher shachazaka. The verbal declaration is not enough. You need a proper kinyan. And furthermore, shein lo chayis metalkalin, like movable items, ain't a kedel mashicha. The only way to make a kinyan is mashicha. Point is, he's clearly not subscribing that even by shchimra, he's saying you don't have a kinyan until you make a kinyan. You don't say the words of shchimra is like a kinyan. By a person who's masik, a person who's unwell. And he's a shchimra. So whether it's nechas sheisha machayis or nechas sheisha machayis, but it's real property. When it's metalklan, either way, you're kind of b'amir itself. So that's the machlekes of Chachamim and Rav Elazar. Amr Leil Chachamim and Rav Elazar. Ma'aseh iman. This wrote the mother of Ben Ruchel. The mother of Ben Ruchel. Ruchel was the father's name. So the mother of the sons of Ruchel. There's a story about them. Shahisa chayla of Amr. She was sick and she said, "Tinasi pop up tefam ralph. Kivinasi, give my brooch, this piece of ornament, give it Labiti to my daughter, and it was worth 12 mana, that she died." The Chacham upheld the mother's words and they gave it to the daughter. So we see that the Vishkimra, it's a Maisa Shaya, that proved that the Vishkimra, we do view it as if it was given over already as if a kinyan was made just by the instruction. Amr Lamsa, well, I'm back. Beiruchel to cover me, mom. Then Beiruchel, let the mother bury them. They deserve to be buried. Meaning, Rashi explains, don't bring riots to them. Their name shouldn't be brought up in the base Spanish. And don't bring riots to them because they are over on other surah. Merlosa Shtasai holds that they what they were doing, they would leave thorns in the vineyard. And Merlosa held that's a form of Kliam. So they're, anyway, ever Kliam, they're over other surah. Don't bring them as a riot. Okay, but that's the Machlaikas Merlosa Chavim. Essentially, if we can simplify it, Machlaikas is, do we say Divish Chivimra is Kikhsu? According to Rabbi, yes, the word Shchimra alone is like a zchi, it's a kinyan. According to Rabbi Elazar, not. So the Mar says, let's explain our machlekes, our brisa, with those two opinions. Tana Kama Kama Elazar. Tana Kama says we're talking about Shchimra in our brisa. Tana Kama says Mishleach sends it and he finds the Shliach goes and finds the recipient to be dead, it goes back to the Mishleach. Why? Because until there's a Kenyan, there's no Kenyan. Simple. And even though it's a Shchimera, we don't say the Mishleach, therefore it goes back to the Mishleach. That's the first Shita. They took a step further. They said, even if the Mishleach himself is also dead, it goes to the Mishleach Zershim, but the same idea, because the Kenyan never took place for the recipient, and therefore goes back to the Mishleach, or if he's dead, to Zershim. And the Gemara stands in, Afagav Demes, Lamedik Mitzkayim Et Vermes. And even though the sender died, we don't say his death compels us to fulfill his words. Altsvitz kind of remains. No, we don't say that. The Yisharim Karabanan. The Yisharim that say goes to the Yerushim of the recipient, holy like the Rabbanah, that say Tibi Shnibras consumed on me. The second the sender, the Mishaleach, sent it with the Shliach, it's already a Kenyan. Since he was a Shnibra, there's already a Kenyan on behalf of the recipient. Even though the recipient subsequently died, it goes to the recipient's Yerushim. Rabbi Danasi Shamashim Rameir, again, who says that Tzvitz kind of remains, he subscribes to Rabbi Lazar, Kerbal Lazar, that you don't have a Kenyan by the recipient. It's not kind of because of Shchimera, Tiv Shchimera, Chesnu, Chesnu, Nami, he holds you don't have a Kenyan, but you still have a mitzvah, Amiyu, Hech, the Mace, Amir, a mitzvah, Tiv Mace. He holds Kerbal Lazar that we don't say Tiv Shchimera is like a Kenyan, but he holds that if the sender dies, when the sender dies, there's a mitzvah to Mekayim, the words, the Mace, and therefore you have to give it to the recipient. The Chama Mechleiku, again, this doesn't change, Mesafku, but instead of being Mesupik in El Chesi, they'll be Mesupik in Tiv Shchimera, Chesnu, Chesnu, Nami, and in the din of mitzvah, Tiv Mace, and therefore he split it, the Kanamra, and here in Bavel, when they said Shudadif, they agree it's a suffix like the Chavim. They just say the method of how to deal with the suffix is to say Shuda, is to say that the discretion of the Shliach would be a better option of potentially getting to the right outcome. That's the only difference, but they agree it's a suffix. And lastly, Rabbi Shimon Anasi, Maisa Shminan, Shimon Anasi, which is coming to tell us a story to back up the opinion of Rav Nasan Yaakov, a story that they acted like Rav Nasan Yaakov, where they gave it to the the Yershe of the Mishaleach. Okay. Ibayla. Question. Rav Shimon Anasi. Nasi who? A Mishpeh Nasi Kamar. The Gemara is asking this question, the first explain, because it's not clear. It's not clear historically that there was, we know there was a Rav Shimon Gamliel was a Nasi, right? And there was a, and there was a, there was a you know, he had a, you know, Rav Yehuda Nasi was descendant. But Rav Shimon HaNasi, in that term, we don't seem to find that often. So the question is, doesn't mean Rav Shimon HaNasi was his actual name, or he was a Nasi, or he's not so famous, not so common when he comes up, or no, it was Rav Shimon saying B'Shem the Nasi. Says the Gemara, Rav Shimon HaNasi, Nasi who? I mishmei the Nasi Kamar. Or he's saying a member in the name of the Nasi, but he himself was not a Nasi. Tashema, Rabbi Basim. Halach Rav Shimon HaNasi. Rabbi said, Halach Rav Shimon HaNasi. So Rabbi Basim, when he's quoting Halacha, Halach Rav Shimon HaNasi. It sounds like Rav Shimon HaNasi is his name. He was the Nasi himself. Ask the Gemara, what do you mean? Why is that better than our Mishnah? Our Mishnah also, the Bryce also said Rav Shimon HaNasi. And we weren't sure if it's his name or he's quoting in the name of the Nasi. So on Rabbi Basim, say the same thing. Vadai to Baylach, Nasi, I to come mishmei the Nasi. Take it, we leave it unresolved. Kufa. Which means that goes back to the sender. It goes back to the sender or his sender's yarshim. They get back this this item that they were sending if the recipient is found to be dead. We paskin like the chamim that the words of shemra is kachzum v'sum dami. So why is it not going to the recipient? The second he made the declaration, it already is done. Answer the Rabbeis. Mukla b'bari. Rabbeis will say the brayis was talking about a bari. The Bryce is talking about a Bari. In fact, the Mar is talking about a Bari. Hayosh Mishaleach Amar. It's discussed over there about going to the Yershim of the Mishaleach. Sounds like he wasn't a Bari. Furthermore, the Yershim, the Mar says, it's a new question. Hayosh Mishaleach Amar. It says, give it back to Yosh Mishaleach, but we also pass in Hakaimelon, Divim, Mitzvah, Divim, Maze. We pass in the Mitzvah, Divim, Maze. So this is a separate issue. Why are you giving it again to the Yershim of the recipient? Mitzvah, Divim, Maze. Why are you giving it to the Yershim of the sender? Yarshim of the sender, giving it back to the Yarshim of the sender, the Chayra, it should go to the recipient because, or his Yarshim, because of Mitzkayim Divrei Meis, Tani Yachzru the Mishaleach. You're right, switch it. Switch it. You should say that it should when we say switch it to the Lashon HaBraisa, that you're returning it to the sender himself, not to the sender's Yarshim, to the sender himself. Meaning, if the sender died, then you're going to be Mitzkayim Divrei Meis, and you have to give it to the recipient or the recipient's Yarshim. If the sender's still alive, you don't have Mitzkayim Divrei Meis, and therefore go back to the sender himself. So switch from the Gersa, from the Braisa. Don't say you give it back to the Yerusha Mishleach in Rav Shimon Anasi, say his psak was, his Ma'isa Shayin, his psak was that you give it back to the Mishleach himself. He was talking about a case where the Mishleach was still alive, and therefore we have no question from Mitzvah to Remeis. How do we get just interesting Shaila before we see the next, start the next parak? Interesting Shaila about the concept of Mitzvah to Remeis. We discussed way earlier in the Masechta is what the basis of this din is, what the level is. Is it a din derabbana? Is it a deraisa? So the Mefarshim discussed differently. How far do we take this concept? Is it Tashbetz brings a shayla. Let's say a guy before he dies, he says to his son, I want you to marry that girl, and says to his daughter, I want you to marry that guy, and then he dies. Is Mitzvah Kavdi Remeis going to give them a, I don't want to say an obligation, but do they have to now go and marry what the father, the spouse, the father, you know, instruct them to marry? So Tashbetz discusses that Pashas, that wouldn't be the case, unless maybe the father made the Yerusha Tumli, then maybe his Kavdi Remeis is going to be involved because he's making the Yerusha, he's saying, marry that person, and then you can be entitled to X, Y, and Z, part of the Yerusha. Maybe that would make, give it more teeth. The Shvusak is very clearly, a Mitzvah Kaim is only on monetary matters. Mitzvah Kaim is monetary matters. Whatever the Mace says to do, monetarily, you have to listen to the Mace. But Samazin, any instruction he gives to listen, there's no obligation to listen to the Mace just because he gave an instruction. And this would actually answer a Shtak Akasha from the Ramban, Alatayra. The Ramban asks, when Yosef was instructed by Yaakov Avinu to bury, don't bury me in Mitzrayim, bury me in Eretz Yisrael, right? Various reasons given, but don't bury me in Mitzrayim, bury me in Eretz Yisrael, back in Eretz Yisrael. So what does Yaakov say to Yosef? Swear to me. And he swore to him. Yaakov had to make Yosef swear, ask Ramban. First of all, it's his son, it's Yosef, his father, Mitzvah came to the Mace. I just thought the Mitzvah to listen to the words of the Mace. That was enough. It was a chashash that Yosef had wasn't going to listen. So Ramban says, for Yaakov instructing Yosef, would have been enough just to instruct without the Shavua. But Yosef needed to go to Paray and give him a reason why he absolutely must listen to this instruction and do it, and Pari may not be so moved with Mitzvah Kavdi Remeis. But if Yosef says, I made a Shvua, okay, Shvua I have to keep. We actually had the Gemara, right? What was the Gemara that Yosef met Pari? When they first met Pari, Yosef knew all 70 languages, right? He was taught the 70 languages by, it was by Gavriel, right? That's what we learned, that Gavriel knows all 7 languages. Yosef was taught the 7 languages by Gavriel, and he also knew Lashon HaKodesh, which Pari didn't know. And Pari made Yosef swear that he's not going to divulge the fact that he was, you know, not knowledgeable about that language, about the language of Lashon Kodesh. He couldn't pick it up. He couldn't be taifus it. Yes, you're trying to teach him, he couldn't be taifus it. So when Yosef came to bury Yaakov Avinu, he went, if he had permission to take it to Israel, Pari says to him, "Nu, ask a shayla on Yeshua." We had this, and it wasn't a site, I think it was right back in Nazir, right? Ask a shayla on Yeshua, big deal. Ask a shayla to undo Yeshua. Yosef said, "No problem, pack a shield. I'll undo my Yeshua, I'll undo Yeshua too. I'll let everyone know about you're not knowing Lashon Kodesh." But again, so that's the Yaakov had Yosef swear, says the Ramban, in order that, I don't know if you knew this whole story of Kodesh, but in order to give Yosef more ammunition when he went to Pari, but not because you have to swear. Quote the Yaakov, question of the starts. Mitzvah Kavdi Remeis doesn't apply even by the father instructing to burial. It's a very nice thing, but the obligation is dafka monetary. By monetary instructions, that's what the obligation of Mitzvah Kavdi Remeis is, not by other instructions. Okay. Zakti Mishnu Perek, back to this idea of Fenef Fenechtav. How many give Nisiyam? If a person brings a gift from the Nisiyam, so we know we said in the first Mishnah, the Shliach, speaking again, has to declare Befani Nechtav, Befani Nechtav. The reason why he declares it is, according to Rabba, to account for Lishma, in addition to Kiyam, as verifying the signatures, according to Rava, it's only about verifying the signatures, but at the point that he's verifying the signatures because it's hard to get verification for the Nisiyam, and according to Rava, also an element of Lashma, fine, he's got to make a declaration. Says our Mishnah, if he doesn't, it's not going to be good. If he makes even a partial declaration, it won't be good. Says the Mishnah. If he says it was written in front of me, Avalei Fanechtam, but it wasn't signed in front of me. Or, Fanechtam, Avalei Fanechtam, where he says it was signed in front of me, but it wasn't written in front of me. It was all written in front of me, but only half. One of the signatures signed in front of me, or vice versa. It was half written in front of me, and only, but it was fully signed in front of me. In all these cases, puzzle, it's puzzle you don't have. But to go through a little more detail, but you don't have a proper testimony. Remember, this is the whole idea that Enechas Nem and Bechlal over here is the Takanat Chavim. And you don't have a proper Befanechtam on the entire Shtar, on the entire get. Echad Amar. One says, one person says it was written in my presence. Another person says it was signed in my presence. Puzzle, that's puzzle. There's a discussion in the Gemara, in tomorrow's daf, whether or not, are we talking about where both of these people testifying are shluchim, and even so we're saying it's no good? Or no, we're talking about where only one's a shliach, and that's why it's no good, because the shliach has to testify about both the ksiva and the chasima. Not good enough that an outsider is testifying about part. That's going to be a discussion in tomorrow's daf. Echad Amir, we just saw that. Shnayim Amir, Two people say it was written in front of us. One says it was signed in front of me. And the way the first explained is this one person is a third party. It's not a second party. It's not one of the two. It's a third party. Because if it's one of the two, then you have one guy who's saying essentially, and you're fine. So if two said it was written in front of me, and then a third person says it was signed in front of me, what's the halacha? Again, it's pasul. Rabbi Yehuda machshir. In that case, Rabbi Yehuda is machshir. Rabbi Yehuda is machshir also, even in the case before, we'll see. By the case of Echram Farnachtav and Echram Farnachtav, also we just machshir. Echram Farnachtav, Ushtaim Armim Farnei Nechtam Kasher. If one says it was written in front of me, and two say it was signed in front of me, that the Mishnah says, everyone's going to agree, is Kasher. And Rashi points out, the Gemara Mefarish, that'll be in 2 days from now, and Yud Zayin, we'll discuss more about that. Okay. Says more Hoslamli. What is our Tana adding to what we had in the first Mishnah Mesechta? You need the Shliach to say in front of our Nechtav. Isn't that the first mission? Maybe you get Midas Yam. You have to say for Nechtam. What's the Armish adding? Answers the Gemara Imahi. If you just had the first mission, Habamina, Sarich. It's a, you're supposed to, you need to do it, meaning that's what you're supposed to do, that's the proper way to behave. But, Vilay Amar Kasher, if the Shliach didn't say it, okay, he didn't say it, it's still Kasher. Kamash Bulan, that was saying we're making a full package deal. This is the cut of that when the Shliach declares that we believe him, and the get now becomes a foolproof. But on the flip side, if he doesn't appear, it actually renders the get possible. Says the Gemara, we said the Mishnah for Nechtav, Chetzim, for Nechtav Kulei. Half was written in front of me, and the whole thing was signed in front of me. We said the Mishnah, that's possible. Ask the Gemara, which half? Hi Chetzim, which half of the get was written? Elam Chetzim, Shif is the first half, which contains his name, her name, you know, all the specifics of the get, which is that we call the Shita Rishayna, which is the one line, which is the most important line. We had earlier exactly said the one line, only one line has to be written in Lishma, is that one line. Says the Gemara, even if only one line is written Lishma, that line which has all the technical components, Shuvay and Tzarech, the rest doesn't have to read Lishma, so why would this not be good? You have the first part of the get written Lishma, that's the line, includes the line that's required, plus you have the Fani Nechtam on the Chasima, so it should be perfect. It should be kosher. Why is it possible? Elam Ravashi, Chetzi Achman. You're right, you have to say that the Ksiva that was done in front of him, Fani Nechtam, the funny nechtav is the second half. The half that was done is the second half. Had it been the first half, Tak would have been kosher. But if he's only testifying about the second half of the get that was in front of him, and about the chasima, that's not going to be enough to make it kosher. The funny nechtav kula, the funny nechtav chetzei. Puzzle. He said, if he says that the in front of me, the whole thing was written and only half was signed, it's puzzle. Amar chizda. Vafilu. Even if you have shnei me'idim al chasima yacheni. Even if you have two people testifying about the second signature. So you have the shliach breaking the get says, I saw the whole thing written, and I saw one of the people sign. I didn't see the other person sign. So we're saying it's puzzle. And of course, the adds, even if you have two edim verifying the second signature. So what should happen? You should have the shliach breaking it verifying one signature, and we know that works. And the two edim now, proper classic verification, could be two edim verifying signature. That should verify the second signature. So you should be perfect, you should be good. It's still puzzle. By taima, I kulu b'kiyam get, I kulu b'tiras chamim. Shliach being Neman is Tekanas Chachamim. Two Edim verifying a signature is regular Kiyam Get. You cannot combine the two processes. You can't have one Eid be Kasher via Tekanas Chachamim and one Eid be Kasher via Kiyam of the Chasimas. That is Rav Chizda's Halach. Maskar Rava, Mi'akamidiyu Amachad Kasher Ashtay Katrei Pasol. It just doesn't make sense. If the one Shliach would have said, I saw both signatures being signed, Kasher. Now they have two Edim on the second signature instead of the one Shliach. Now it's puzzle. Two Edim are going to be worse than one Eid. How can that be? Ella Amar Rava, top of Ambeis. So Rava says, who the Acher Me'idin Achasim is Yacheni puzzle. What it means is like this. Let's say the Shliach comes and says, I saw the Ksiva of the Get, and I saw one guy sign it. And I didn't see the second guy sign, but I recognize that is a signature. And he says it together with an Eid. So the Shliach himself is partnering with an Eid to verify the second signature. So again, the first signature is being verified, Ayyadeh the Shliach, Sifai Nechtav, Fanei Nechtav. And the second signature being verified, Ayyadeh, two Eidim, recognize the signature, and including the two Eidim is the Shliach. That's a problem. You know why? It's because that's the inside. The problem is, because if you do the math, the Shliach is accounting for 3/4 of the testimony. The Shliach is being accounted one signature by himself, and the second signature, he's testifying about it with a friend, so him and the friend, he's doing half of the second signature. So what do you have? Shliach is doing 3/4. Friend's doing 1/4. You can't have an edus, a shlichus. You can't have an edus that's being accomplished 3/4 by one person. It says the Gemara inside. Pasul by taima asu lechlufei bekiyam sharas ama. Because you can confuse it with regular kiyam sharas. The kanaf and the chiriva b'mayna apu b'tichat sadeh. You can confuse it with regular kiyam sharas, and you can end up paying out the money 3/4 of it on the basis of one of the Edom's testimony. You can't do that. We can't say that 3/4 of testimony is going to come based on one of the Edom. It doesn't work. The case over there that that this concept comes up in is the Gemara Ksuvis. The Gemara Ksuvis discusses about Edom verifying the signatures, or Edom that say we're anusim, right? Edom verifying that they did not sign under duress, that they signed properly. So in the Sugya over there discusses a case where, let's say, we have two witnesses signed on a shtar, and one of them died. One of them died. So we know there's various ways to make signatures. One way is to bring another shtar that matches up. Another way is to bring Edom that say we recognize the signatures. Another way is you go to the Edom themselves, and the Edom says about himself, I recognize my signature. So in that case, you have two Edom that signed a document. One Edom died. The other Edom is still alive, says, my own signature, I can verify myself. And then he partners up with someone else to verify the friend's signature, which is pretty logical. He knows the other guy signed, he knows the signature, and he partners with someone else. That's a problem. Because if he's doing his own by himself, he's fully doing his own signature, plus he's doing 50% of the other signature, he's taking care of 75% of the verification of the document. And the Gemara over there darshans by Pasuk in Devarim that says, Al pishnayim edim, that we say you need it to be, the edus has to be accomplished by a combination equally by two edim. You can't have one edim doing more than half of the edus. So that's the problem over here. Rabbi says that the shliach can do be mekayim one edim with a friend nechtam. The other signatures be mekayim by testifying himself together with another aid. He's doing 3/4. That's a problem. Maskev Rashi says, I don't understand. From a mathematical perspective, it doesn't make sense. Mi'ik amidit ilu masik la'iu l'kuli diburi. Had he just said that everything was signed in front of me, kasher, it'd be kasher. Hashlik echad ba'adei pasal. Had he just said it on his own, he'd be kasher. The chayit l'amtos of here is starker. Had he said, I saw one signature and I recognized the other, Ravashi's taking for granted that would not work. That would indeed work. Based on the takana, v'nech works by single aid. So if he says, I recognize the signature, and I was there for the signature, that would also work. So if that would work, he's worse off because someone's helping him. Because someone's helping him, it's worse off. You know what the Mishnah, if you want to tweak the Mishnah and give a little chiddush to the Mishnah, here's what you have to tweak it and say. Afilo emer ani hu echeini. A guy comes and says, I'm verifying, I saw this first signature, and I am the second signature. Pasul, my time, I could be again, I could be Tekaschamim. Because again, either you're being Mekayim the signatures or you're using the Tekaschamim, but you can't mix and match. You can't say that signature is good because of Tekaschamim and my signature is good because I'm Mekayim. You can't mix and match. Therefore, it's no good. Jump in the top Tesfis. What do you mean? Ask the question again. Vim Taymar, Umik Midi Ilo Amar Fanin Echtam Kasher. Mishim Damar Amar Nihu Aid, Shani Pasul. If the guy would have just said Fanin Echtam about both signatures, it'd be Kasher. He's saying before an echad about one signature, and the second signature, instead of saying before an echad, what is he saying? He says, I'm the guy. That makes it worse, because he's the guy himself, makes it worse than before an echad. It's a pella. He's still the same title. So that's Marv Nir Lareen, and it's very interesting. It's a reason why it's no good, which the Gemara didn't bring. The reason why it's no good in this case, like Shami says, once he says, I'm the second aid, Nasa can negate it. Oh, you changed everything. You're the aid itself. Now you're still going to give a davar. You want the star to be kosher because it's, you know, your signature's on it, your name's on it. So now you're going to give a davar. That takes away his namanas. And Taimar, keep in time, Mishim Hachi, who lamalei lamemar Mishim Aikul b'kiyam aget. He says, but that's not what the Agamar says. Agamar says it doesn't work because either ol kiyam aget or tekanas chamim, you can't mix and match. The real reason we're saying for Yishalmi is because negev a davar. Taimar says enachami. Yishalmi Mishim d'lav time a gamaru zeh ilav time the aikul b'get. She says, there's not a classic negev edus, and therefore it's really a combination. We're bothered by first either do it all with a kiyam, regular kiyam, deraisa, or do it all with his namanas rabbanim, with tekanas chamim. And we're also bothered by negev edus, but neither of those svaras alone were enough. We're just, you know, it's the combination of those two svaras. Okay, before we go further, there's a very interesting conversation. The machlekes levush and the sma. What is the pasul of negev edus? What's the pasul negev edus? Why is it when a person's negev, when he's relevant, in this case, he himself signed the shtar, he wants to be kasher. What's the pasul negev? Is it a chashash b'shaker? Maybe he's going to lie because he's negev. He's biased. So maybe he's going to lie. It's a simple idea of bias. Or it's not a verb of chashash b'shaker. There's a concept of adu karvei tzatzmei. Just like a karvei pasul, I can testify about my brother, even if there's no chashash, I'm going to lie. It's a psul. Meishan Aaron, no chashash, I'm going to lie. We're not going to say they're going to lie because they're biased. But you're not, there's a dintaira that a karev is pasul. So a person is karev to himself. If he's the gabe dover, he's karev to himself. He's related to himself, so to speak. And therefore, he's pasul. It's machlekes, the sma, and the levush. Sma says it's adu kevi. It's atzmai. The levush says it's a chashash b'shaker. So Shmuel Rozovsky wants to say, artesa shtukaraya to the sma, that the vert is that it's a chashash b'shaker. Because in our sugya, l'chur adu kevi would not be an issue. L'chur, the issue the fact that we're concerned because he himself signing, he's in the game of Dover, would sound more like a Yishalmi, would sound more like a concern of Meshaker, Sushukaraya, to the Smach. Tonight, we learned in our Mishnah, we're trying to bring a proof against Rav Chisda's Smach for our Mishnah. We've tweaked Rav Chisda's memory to be, what's his memory? That we're tweaking the memory that if a person, Rav Chisda said that if two people sign on, if the Shliach is only Mekayim, one of the signatures, and two people verify the second signature, Rav Chisda said it's not going to be good. Okay, so tonight we looked at our Mishnah. Find out what's the deal with the other half with the second signature. No one says something about the second signature. Hashta, where one says Farnachtam, one says Farnachtam, it's just two different people, but they're all testifying about the entire writing. Saying it's puzzle. So why you have to tell me that Chetzi, when you only testify about half a signature, is puzzle? Even when you have a full testimony about all the signatures, it's puzzle. Ella, rather, the reason must be the chiddush of this case. The Mishnah must be teaching us either like Rava, Aikid Rav Ashi, or from the chiddush must be one of these other Adam. Obviously, we're talking about a case where you had Adam, still it's no good. The chiddush must be like the chiddush of Rava, that the guy is testifying about, he himself is testifying about the second signature, or it's himself like one of the chiddushim that we said in the Gemara. Now, the Gemara says no. Amach of chiddush tameich. The chiddush is like I said, that you have two aid in verifying the second signature, it's no good. I guess what's the chiddush? B'fayinechtam, avaloi b'fayinechtam, lamali. Why do you have to have the case the Mishnah says where the shliach says b'fayinechtam, with b'fayinechtam achlal? We totally left it out. That's for sure extra. Ella, lezov zuktani, achraim lezov zuktani. Don't be miraya from the setup of the case of the Mishnah. The Mishnah is bringing cases of lezov zu, and therefore you can't bring a raya. Once we're on this topic of combining different methods of verification, you know, the Shliach's verification versus Edom, or versus the guy himself saying this by signature, we move to discuss other topics where we try to combine different methods, like for the first case of making a mechitza. Let's say, Amar Rav Chisda, Gider Chamisha Mechitza Chamisha. Let's say you have like a wall partition of five tefachim, and you have an embankment of five tefachim. So you want to be mistarf these two different types of walls to create a 10 tefach proper wall. You have to have either all as a partition, or all as like an embankment. You can't create a Rishasiyach. In order to create Rishasiyach, you need a 4 tefachim by 10 tefachim. You can't create it unless you have one type of 10 tefachim. So meaning, let's say you have a pit that's 5 tefachim deep, and then you add a wall to the top of the pit, to the walls, to the side of the pit, another 5 tefach walls. So from the top of the wall to the bottom of the pit, you have a total 10 tefachim. That's not good enough. You have to have either the wall of the pit is 10 tefachim tall, or the partition itself is 10 tefachim tall, but you can't mix and match the wall of the pit and the wall that was built up. Darsh Bremer, Kitha Chamisha Mechitza, hey, Mistarfin. The Bremer taught that it is Mistarf. The Hilchos Halacha is Mistarfin, then we're going to say it is Mistarf. This is going to be another case of combining, but you know what? Let's close over here, Shachar's right now. We'll pick up Mitzvah tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.